I'm at Phone Medford, listening to Rising with Skybar. Got a lot going on this show. John Paul Hyde is going to come in. Going to play a lot of Dan Kopko's newest release. And it's a full 2 hours. Start off with some usual rock and roll, though. Here we go. Rising with Skybar, WMFO Medford.
Calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train. But everybody does it the same. With something like a better reflection. I'm lost, babe, I've got no direction. And I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Gotta leave me alone, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Come on! Does a man run at you? Play the man thing I can't do. You lost your mind stuck in a world. Your honey's such a stupid girl. Now I'm stranded on my own. Far from home. Oh, come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. Living in a world insane. They cut at some heart and some brain. The fell in that love with her. Your baby don't know how it hurts to be stranded on your own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you got to be me alone, come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded. can. We'll break all the rules. We'll burn all of our poems at two God's debris. We'll pray to all of our saints, icons of mystery. We'll tread.
Finds you in the ashes.
All right, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. John's going to be with me in about 15 minutes or so. But first, I'm going to play all of Danny the K's new EP. But let me tell you what I started with. That song you just heard was called Entropy by The Winter Project. That's brand new stuff. I don't even think that is out other than here yet. But that was called Entropy. Before that, Stiff Little Fingers with My Dark Places. Patti Smith, April Fool, and started with the Saints, I'm Stranded. 8:15, WMFO in Medford. So as I said, Danny Kopko, also known as Danny the K, has a new EP out called Cigarettes and Silhouettes, and I'm going to play, there's 7 tracks on it. I'm going to play most of them. I'm going to play 5 of them. The other 2 are acoustic versions of, I forget which 2 songs, but 2 of the 5 songs. So I'm going to play that for you now. I'm going to play it straight. We're going to come back and we'll talk with John, but this is Cigarettes and Silhouettes EP by Dan Kopko, Danny the K. It's out on Rumbar Records. I don't know if it's out yet. It's out shortly, if it's not out now. But here it is. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be back in a bit.
True, if I wanna be the boy for you, year. Though my heart is broke and my eyes filled with tears. Oh, Annie, I cry. Oh, now I cry. I cry. When the sun went down on this little ghost town, everywhere she'd go.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Tubby girl, lacing up all the world, little roller tubby girl, waking up with the sun as she does, staring at the city.
Sing up for the hurt. She knows skating by fate easy for a girl on the dome, racing past the busy people alone. And she blows, flying round in circles like that smoke. She's in.
Sandman let me down. Tired eyes, a wide and round in a pirouette, chasing cigarette smoke. Con man, Catholic clown, Mother Mary twirls around in a minuet with a silhouette. Time repeats itself.
There you have it. Cigarettes and Silhouettes. Dan Kopko's new EP, his new solo effort. What do you think, John?
I could use a cigarette after that one.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that sounds great, man. He's definitely taking some chances on this one. Some new,
yeah,
almost like a hip-hop vibe on that first one.
Some new sounds.
Some great production. I like the... there's one tune with some arpeggios that was very cool. And now I'm curious, like, who's doing what? Like, is he playing everything? Or?
Probably.
Wow, it's very impressive.
That's just a guess on my part.
I think he's kicked it up, man, to another level. It's very, very impressive sounding record. And he's a great craftsman, you know. The songs are great.
It's distinct Kopko, but with a little bit of a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. He's got some... diminished chords in there. I always felt bad for the diminished chords because they call it diminished. I think that's, you know,
it's not nice.
It's not nice.
Chords, they're still good chords.
That's right.
Diminished. But we're here to talk about you a bit.
Oh.
I'm gonna go back a ways. You're from Albany, is it?
Yeah, Albany, New York.
How long were you there? When did you come down here?
I lived in Albany from the time I was about 8 years old to the time I was 33.
Oh.
Yeah, and with about a 6-month jaunt in Seattle, Washington, with a girlfriend in 1988. We were trying to get to California. I was young. We were like 21. It never happened. I actually got homesick for Albany, and I went back to Albany and played there, you know, for many years. Played the same two clubs for many years and thought, I want to move to Boston because I knew I love the neighborhoods. I love the upper crust, and I love the gentlemen.
Did you know them all from coming through town? Or?
I only knew...
The neighborhoods I know did.
Now that you mention it, see, now I know all those guys so well.
Yeah.
And I'm like friends with them. But then I didn't. When I moved here, I was just a super fan of all those groups. I thought that I wanted to be where they were. I didn't think New York City had bands as good as that. So I met another girl, and we moved here, and we split up. But
she got you here, though.
She got me here, and now it's been 23 years, so... If I moved here when I was 34, you do the math.
were you in music in Albany?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was in band since I was 14. I started out as a bass player, and then I didn't put my first band playing guitar and singing and writing songs together until I was about 26. So I've always done stuff a little bit later than most people. Found myself later, I feel.
Was the scene similar in Albany to Boston?
Well, the thing was the Boston bands used to come through Albany.
Yeah.
And the Pills and the Gravy. And I thought, well, maybe if I moved to Boston, and my Albany band would open up for them often at a club called Valentine's.
Yeah.
So
I think I saw the neighborhoods at Valentine's. It was either him or Ike. I saw Ike Valentine's.
Sure.
I forget which one.
So I thought if I moved to Boston, maybe some of those bands would remember me and help me out. And they did. They did, you know. Particularly the Figs and Mike Jenner.
Yeah.
Really opened a lot of doors and presented the Rudds to their audience, which was really very helpful. So
you need
Boston
that.
Was a good move.
Now you need that, though. You need people
totally. The first year was very bleak. I actually went back to Albany, talked to my old landlord, and looked at this terrible, dingy basement apartment. And I was ready to pack it in, and the woman that I was breaking up with in Jamaica Plain said, look, call this guy. He called because I had an ad in the Phoenix.
Yeah.
And it was nothing was working out. All bozos, you know. And she said, look, you didn't move all the way out here just to go back. I know things aren't working out with us, but call this guy. And it was Jamie Griffith, you know, who plays with Tom Baker now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the key that unlocked everything. He had a good gear, and he knew TT. He knew Randy at TT's. He had a rehearsal space. He knew a drummer. I could stay, you know, because of Jamie. So
that's what you're looking for.
I'll owe that guy forever.
And you were with you've had the airport for a long time.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
You've had a long run with those. And I'm making it sound like they're gone away, but.
Yeah, we're still together.
They're there. Yeah, you're still there. You play
it
all the time.
We play the first Saturday of every month at Toad, while Toad is still a thing. And we play the first Wednesday at Plow and Stars. And we're playing July 29th, Saturday, at the Boston Harbor Distillery. So we've had the same lineup now for like 15 years.
That's impressive.
Like that. Yeah, so we have a large catalog of tunes that we can dig into and delve into. And yes. At least we play Toad once a month, so we're somewhat tight. Sometimes.
You're always out when I see you.
Thank you.
So, before you're going to play a few here, but before you play one.
Yeah.
So what led to the solo thing?
Well, it all started because I had this crazy idea to not that crazy, but I wanted to record with one of my musical heroes, a guy named Jerry Murata, who plays the drums. He's on so many of my favorite albums. He's on Robert Fripp's Exposure. He's on the great Hall & Oates records, Private Eyes and Voices. He plays on Peter Gabriel's first three records. And he's just down the road from my mom. And, you know, she lives in Troy, so about 45 minutes away. Jerry's got a studio in Woodstock, New York, you know, a town that I love. And I just had this fantasy of playing with him. So I got his number off the web, and I called him, and it was his home number. I found his home number.
Damn.
He manages this studio called Dreamland in Woodstock, which is a great studio. Joe Jackson's recorded there, and my buddies the Figs. So I thought that I was going to be maybe recording in Dreamland, and I called him, and this was when COVID was raging, and there wasn't even a vaccine yet. And he's like, hey, man, you called. I said, yeah, well, you know, I have a very limited budget, but it's always been a dream of mine to record with you. And he's like, well, I don't really do that. I have a studio. People can come in. I have an engineer, but I don't just record with people. You know, you got to pay me a lot more to do that. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. And he's like, I must have called him. I think I did. I ended up recording with him April 1st, so it must have been around the time his mortgage was due or something. Because I got him for a song. He played on two of my songs. And then I used the time at his studio. He's got a studio called Jersville in his house, which is funny because Bearsville is the big studio in Woodstock. But he calls his Jersville. And he had an engineer, his nice gear and all that. And it was a wonderful experience. So that started it, recording with Jerry, which led to me getting John Siegler, the bass player from those two Hall & Oates records mm-hmm. that he plays on. Because I had played with him in the original Utopia. I don't want to keep dropping names, but Siegler and Murata were reunited on these tracks. I knew John. I knew everybody else on the record that I asked to play. I knew. So the Airport wasn't really playing on the record. I think they're on one or two tracks, and it just was obvious that it wasn't an Airport record. It was a solo record. And then Greg Hawks got involved, and Josh Hager from Devo got involved, and Dana Colley, and Mike Gent, and Sarah.
All these heavy hitters.
Sarah Borges, and so I got this record that's done. I just got to figure out the best platform to sort of release it on, and I got a couple ideas, and talking to a couple people. But for now, I'm going to release singles and videos, just like Dan Cock.
That's what people do,
and it's fun to do that.
Chelsea Curve style. Chelsea Curve released, I think, I forget the name of the. I think was it called All the Things or mm-hmm. whatever it was. Mm-hmm. They released like all. I think there's 10 tracks. They released 9 singles.
Okay.
And it was a fantastic. I don't know if you know that band at all. Fantastic band. Fantastic. And they dropped. I don't think.
Linda
Bean Pardee and awesome, Tim Gillis. As they said, Ron. I think Belanger's on drums.
Okay.
But they did a bunch of, and everyone does that. And plus, you do the bunch of singles, it keeps your name in the atmosphere,
yeah, and,
right?
Yeah, and, you know, everybody's saturated with too much everything. So yeah, every couple months, you know.
Just hit them with a single.
That's what we're going to do, and then we'll find a home for the full length.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll let you play one now. Then I'm going to play something of, I'm going to play some of your stuff off of the Airport.
Great.
Music, but.
Cool. I'm actually going to start with an Airport tune from our last release. This song is called Michael 3 O'Clock. And I borrowed this very old, junky guitar from my wife. I bought this when we first started dating, and here goes Michael 3 O'Clock. I must admit I was a fan ever since I saw your band. 85, that college crowd was so unkind, didn't let it break your stride, and you blew my mind. You told that girl you could suck on this REM, we'll be out in a second. Super California fragile Eva, what goes on inside your head? o'clock, it's time for bed. I know that Prince once held your hand. It's clear I am a man. A man of no renown. I thought if I dropped a couple names, you and I might play a game. But you turned me down. And that's a shame, cause I dig your records. Like the one with the late Scott Miller. Supercalifragilistic. What goes on inside your head? Psychorelic dandelion. Michael, 3 o'clock, it's time for bed. I'm gonna hop a plane. Bring you something mid-century modern. Boy, I'll look in every window. We all know about your fame, sugar. We all know about your hair. Say Dante, you've always been a star. Super California fragile diva, what goes on inside your head? Love is all you need. Trump is all you need. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. You say you want a revolution.
Oh. Very good.
That goes out to Michael Quercio from the 3 o'clock.
Very good.
Formerly a flower child, now a boogaloo boy.
What's that song about in general?
Well, it's a great band called the 3 o'clock, part of the Paisley Underground. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
And actually saw them open for REM, which I mentioned in that song, in about 1986.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And I felt...
Mention a few names in that song.
I felt that the 3 o'clock blew REM off the stage, but the REM crowd was so sort of snobby and... self-righteous.
Yeah, and that happens a lot with opening acts.
And they were booing this phenomenal band. And Quercio, who's a very kind of feminine, a feet kind of guy, it's like, REM will be out in a second. Suck on this, honey. And I never forgot that. But I started following him on social media, and, well, I don't want to get too into it, but he shifted gears a little bit.
Very well.
So I wrote this, I wrote that song very quickly.
Yeah.
And actually, I had been trying to figure out You Are Everything by the Stylistics, and there were so many chords. But this came out, so I was glad I gave it a shot, you know.
And I'm going to play one I Don't Want a Party.
Great.
And what a band that the International Airport is, though. You got a great band there.
Thank you very much. I'm very lucky to have them. I'm very grateful, and I don't take it for granted. And Amber Angelina sings this one.
Yeah.
And phenomenal bass playing by James Haggerty on this one as well. Let's give it a spin.
Yeah. I just cherry picked this one, so this is what we're going to go with.
Cool.
I'm
Yeah, that one ends quickly. You got to be on it.
Right. Peter Moore on the piano. So nice.
Yes.
Oh, it sounded good. I haven't listened to that in quite a while. A lot of words.
Yeah. I mean, you must feel thrilled to be, well, we discussed it kind of earlier, but there are so many great musicians in Boston, and to,
yeah.
Like, you can go out on any given night, and there's just great people playing everywhere.
It's true, man. It's like even our list of subs, you know, we have drummers. Like, if the first call sub can't do it, you know, the second can't, the third, there's always a good drummer.
Drummers are always looking. There's always, like, they're always in, like, five bands.
Right.
You got, like, guys like Chuck. He's in I think, four bands. And John Lynch was in a lot of bands. They've all kind of slowed up. But for a while, he was in a... But yeah, drummers seem to be... they're always looking for more bands.
I miss John Lynch. I was just thinking about
him. Johnny Rock, yeah. Johnny.
Thinking about him today. The last time I saw him was at Cheap Trick in the Hampton Casino Ballroom. That was a couple of years ago.
Was that a Watts show? You saw him attending?
No. He was attending because Mike Gent got the opening gig.
Oh, yeah.
And I ended up playing bass for Mike that night, which is great. And speaking of great drummers, Chris Anzalone on drums.
He's another one, exactly.
And that's the last time I saw John. I got to send him a shout because he's a phenomenal drummer and a wonderful friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you meet the Tricksters when you were there? You must have.
No, it was, again, it was like they were sequestered. It was a COVID thing. Previously to that, about a year before that, there's that place that looks like a church, the Chevalier.
Yes, and, in Medford.
And my
Chevalier
friend,
Theater.
Yeah, and I got a meet and greet, and I finally met Cheap Trick that night. I met Rick and Robin and Tom. And
the whole crew. Things are falling apart here at MFO. I don't know what
is. Happened? Something happened?
Screw come loose.
Ha, ha.
And doesn't
matter. You know who was the coolest? Tom Peterson was very,
was he?
Very cool guy, yeah. So I finally got to meet them. I've never met them before. Love that band.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
I do. So before, I'm going to play more of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you can sing another.
Okay.
I'll play some more
great.
Of my.
Let me sing this one. This is gonna be
favorite tunes.
Awesome. This is gonna be the next single.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna release it August 20th. I figured that out because I had to download it into my distribution. I'm trying to get hip, you know. I'm terrible at all that crap. It's like,
oof.
I guess you got to
You're
try.
You're talking to me. Yeah.
This song is called Bring Me the Wings of the Mephadrone Queens. A true story.
Oof.
True story. Some of it's true. And then, well, here we go. Bring me the wings of the Mephadrone Queens. Bring me the wings of the Mephadrone Queens. I was working for the NCB Mumbai Division. My fiancé killed in that wrong way street collision. I dove into my work. I mean, what else could I do? I really love that girl. It was rare for drug lords to be of female persuasion. I must admit these witches had my admiration. Wasn't the drug so much was my deciding factor, cause I was always bombed and blunted like that chubby so-so actor. Off to the runway, off to the sky. Dirty street drugs for those perfect teenage mugs, all sucking on the tea to the MCAT. New York, London, Cairo, and Belfast. Hors d'oeuvres were MDA in the discos of Dubai. When I hopped a side trip with a tycoon and his wife, Tycom, they craved a sexcapade, but I couldn't get it up. I hear this video and it's gnawing at my gut. Meanwhile, in the former Bombay, the case was getting hot. Money for snitches left queen bitch within earshot. Tycoon was nice enough to fly me in his plane. And we never spoke about my impotence again. Back to the runways. Back to the sky. Queens,
while sucking on the teat of the MCAT. New York, London, Cairo, and Belfast. I get to the police. Bring me the wings. Nothing wrong with that. Big modulation here. Try this damn cop double. Bring me the wings of the Mephedrone Queen. Drop me in the mouth of the Ganges. Dirty street drugs for those perfect teenage mugs. All sucking on the teat of the MCAT. New York, London, Cairo, and Belfast. Bring me the wings of the Mephedrone Queens. Bring me the wings of the Mephedrone Queens. Baby, bring me the wings of the Mephedrone Queens. Bring me the wings of the Mephedrone Queens. Party, yeah.
Oh! There's a lot to unpack in that song.
Yeah,
right?
Indeed. It's a true story.
Partially.
I play, you know, the drug agent, you know. So that's not true. That part's not true.
Yeah.
I certainly have no impotency problems.
So
that I would admit to on the air.
So where is the truism in that ditty?
Well, this tune, this drug, Mephedrone, M-E-P-H-E-D-R-O-N-E, is a very hot drug right now in the clubs. And I guess kids are overdosing on it like they do. But the biggest drug manufacturers, drug lords right now are two women in India. And they couldn't find them. And I don't know if they got them yet. So I read this story and I was like, well, this is an amazing story. Because I guess drug lords usually are male.
Yep.
And, you know, as a songwriter, sometimes you have music. You got nothing to say, so if you see something this intriguing and salacious, you jump on it, man.
You gotta figure out somehow to get it in there.
Somehow to get it in there. So that's it. There's some fiction, some nonfiction. You work it all out, and we really tarted this one up in a sort of a disco fashion, as you can sort of have to imagine. But yeah, that'll be the next single from the solo record coming out.
Is there a title on that?
Yeah, I'm going to call it Jerry's House, because it started...
Oh, that's right.
Started
never
Jerry's
mentioned
House.
That.
And when I decided to call it Jerry's House, like, that was a long time ago, like maybe 6 months ago, and then I find out that this Harry Styles has an album called Harry's House. I'm like, oh
yeah, that's right.
Son of a gun, you know? But
there
it almost makes it even more poignant, you know, that this man of my years is going to try to compete with him.
Yeah.
But it had nothing to do with his Harry's House. I planned on calling it Jerry's House. And so far, and there is a title track about Jerry on it. So
I feel like a lot of your work is that part fiction, part nonfiction. And I think you blend them a lot, no?
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
those songs.
It was a couple artists really opened my eyes to that sort of writing. Before that, you know, I wasn't sure who to be, you know. And the truth is, you should just... like those actors say, is fall back on your personality. That's really the best thing. And to write about things that interest you and that you find funny or whatever.
Yeah.
So instead of trying to be like Paul Rogers, you know, I feel like making love. I just can't do that.
Yeah.
No one's going to buy that.
I'm going to play a couple. I'm going to play your latest, well, your first, Knoxville's your first single, probably, right?
First single from Jerry's House, yes.
I'm going to play a couple, so I'm going to play that, another song that I just like a lot that you, the airport have.
Cool.
And we'll come back, and we'll talk a bit maybe about Knoxville.
Thank you, Skybar.
Yeah, always my pleasure. Here's a couple tunes.
Programs with Susan Lucci, and we'll stay at home, Papa. I'm your coochie. 3 o'clock, I'm up on myself a beer. I cover my neck before she come back here. I maintain I'm doing all right. And let's recycle morning in Arlington Heights. I'm gonna do these dishes. Now here's your pill, by the way, still tight. And it's recycle morning in Arlington Heights. It didn't take long before the evidence hit her. Dear God, not the babysitter. Well, you just can't hide from the suburban transponder. I guess the absence of the